let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The book On My Ride by Francois Lerotique is based on a true story, his 74-day hitchhiking trip from the east coast of North America to the west and as far north as Alaska. Francois was a male stripper at a gay bar in downtown Montreal. On his trip, he not only explores his sexuality with both gay and straight men, he also encounters dangers that threaten his life and challenge his wits in order to escape. Without a cell phone and in remote areas, no mobile connection, Francois had to be both curious and bold in his quest to explore his sexuality with numerous strangers. Francois delves into his sexuality and discovers that men, both gay and straight, have desires and fantasies with other men. In his book, On My Ride, Francois tells us everything about his erotic sexual experiences, and he's with us on This Week in America. Francois, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
What a real adventure that you were on, and looking forward to talking about it on the program today. What inspired you to write the book? Doing the experience is one thing, actually writing about it another. What was the inspiration for writing the book On My Ride?
Actually, I took notes all along the trip because I wanted to have souvenirs for myself. But I never expected to write a book about it. But after the trip was done and I had met some friends from Yellowknife, he told me that I should really share this amazing story with everyone. And I thought he was right, because I would have felt selfish to keep it from myself, because it's very unique as a trip and story.
Well, it really is on so many different levels that we'll talk about during the course of the program. Let's go back to the decision that you made to take off on this trip. This is something that probably a lot of people think about, but very few actually go through. You actually thought about it and decided you were going to do this. Talk about the inspiration for taking this trip.
Yeah, actually, it's out of curiosity that I really wanted to see for myself, because I wanted to know what is the percentage of the population that is gay? And when you think about that, how can you make statistics about it? Like, you call people at home and you ask them questions about it. So I thought the only way for me to find out would be to be alone with one man in a car, and he has an opportunity to explore his sexuality with another man. And so then I would make a calculation about, I would make my own study to satisfy my curiosity.
When you took off on this venture, were you aware of the dangers? Because, and they come home graphically in the book On My Ride with our guest on the program today, Francois Lerotique. Were you aware of some of the pitfalls, some of the problems, the dangers that you very well may encounter?
Really not. I was young and bold and innocent, and I never thought about the things that could happen. Actually, I encountered two very dangerous situations, and I never thought about them. And some things I was thinking about that could happen would be to be gay bashed, because I would offer sexual... I would make some sexual offer to men to see if they would accept it. So I was afraid I could get gay bashed, and that never happened. So, no, I was not aware of the dangers.
And probably just as well you were young and hadn't thought this all the way through. You might have talked yourself out of making this trip. When you went into this in planning it and going out and actually doing it, talk about your expectations. What did you expect, and did you find those expectations were true when you were on the road?
Actually, I had two goals. I wanted to make my own study and find out about the percentage of the gay population. And I also wanted to see parts of the country I didn't see before. Canada, like United States, is a huge country, and I wanted to cover it all. So I wanted to see I took a map and I unfolded it and I checked where is the furthest point I can reach by a car, by a road. And that was easy to pinpoint. It was called Inuvik. And I thought at first it was in the Northwest Territories, but I thought it was in the Yukon Territories, but it is actually in the Northwest Territories. You have to go through Yukon to get there, though. And so I wanted to see it all, and I had seen a few provinces of Canada before, so I thought in this trip I'm going to go everywhere I haven't been yet. And I will also find out about if what we hear about the gay population, about 10% is gay in statistics, is true or not.
With us on the program, Francois Lerotic. He's the author of the book, On My Rod. You'll find that if you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's available at authorreputationpress.com in the bookstore that you'll find on their site there. I want to go back to this danger thing, because you really were putting yourself out there as you were traveling across the country. How dangerous is it to hitchhike as a young male across Canada? It's probably not something that's even seen in a lot of parts there. How dangerous was it specifically for a young male in Canada?
Actually, I don't think it's that dangerous. I would say it's more dangerous than staying at home, but I mean, it's not like you have 1 out of 10 chance to have something bad happen to you. I met a lot of people, and I met a lot of people who had done this before, and I never heard of a bad experience. So I don't think it's that dangerous.
It's interesting. How long did you have to wait for a ride? Was this something that you would spend a lot of time waiting for someone, or were people willing to pick you up?
Yes, it varied a lot. The shortest time was no time at all, so 1 second, I would say. And the longest was 3 hours and 39 endless minutes. And when this happened, it was kind of I was about one third of my trip, and I almost decided to stop the project because I was afraid this would happen again. And I also met a guy during my trip who had done hitchhiking in the past and was stuck in the same village for 3 whole days.
So wow.
I'm glad this didn't happen to me.
Suddenly 3 hours doesn't seem that long, does it, when you run across somebody that spent 3 days waiting to get to the next leg of their trip? How many miles? I went in the beginning sort of like very roughly where you started, where you ended up. How many miles did you put on during the trip?
Near 20,000 miles.
Wow.
And I also, like I said, I wrote all details of it when I was traveling because I could not remember it all. So I had met 296 strangers for rides to travel that 20,000 miles.
You know, this is amazing. And our guest on the program is Francois Lerotic. I'm going to spell that for you. That's Francois. And Lerotic is Lerotique. The book's available at authorreputationpress.com. You can link on directly, of course, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How much of what you write about in the book was true, and how much of it is fiction?
It's a good question. This book was written a long time ago in French and was sold only in the province of Quebec because it's the only province who speaks French.
Yes.
in Canada. Most people speak French, and this was 100% true story. I just changed some of the outcome for this new version to make it spicier, and now I can say that 90% of it is true story, and 10% is more like fantasies to make it a bit sexier.
Well, yeah, and you mentioned spicier. Let's talk about the aspect of that. Let's talk about some of the findings. Were you surprised in any way at what you found? And what was the initial reaction when you would get a ride and talk with people and explain what you were doing?
Well, a lot of them were very inquisitive, and they wished they had done something like that. I didn't talk about sex all the time, but just the fact that you go for several months hitchhiking is, I would say, a fantasy of a lot of young men and women.
Yes.
But if you were a woman that I met told me they wish they had done that, and if they would have been a male, they would have, because it's more dangerous for a woman, of course, to do that kind of thing.
What did you find in talking? And it's hard to generalize, and you'll get all the information that we're talking about in the book On My Rod by our guest Francois Lee Rotique. What were some of the broad findings that you came across? You went in with some idea, at least some questions as to sexual fantasies, that type of thing. Did you get the answers that you were looking for, do you think?
Yes, I did. Actually, I compiled my own statistics, and of course I met more than 10% of the people I met were a higher percentage of gay people, but that is unfair, because I was part of my trips in big cities. That's where I would meet more gay people. But in the population in general, was a little bit less than that. And when I put it all together, it satisfied my curiosity, because now I believe this 10% figure.
When you look back at this experience, was it worth it?
Yes, of course. I would say totally worth it for the trip. For the book, when I was younger, I kind of regretted it, because I had I grew up with very strict religious family values. And I still think I have very good values, but it's kind of, I was portrayed as a sinner because I was talking about sex like that in a book, in a true story book. So sometimes I regretted it for that reason.
You know,
but the trip, I would wish everybody could live something like that. It was really amazing.
When you were talking one-on-one, it's you and the person who has given you a ride, so there's this intimacy that we don't normally have when we run into somebody on the street and we begin a conversation. What were you finding as you were bringing up your idea, the reason you were taking this trip? Were people open in dealing with sexuality, or were they somewhat repressed in the way they handled their own sexuality? You talk about growing up in a church and feeling almost like you're a sinner because of your sexual preferences. Were people open in talking about it, or maybe they wanted to be more open because they feel repressed in real life? What type of feelings did you get?
Yeah, I got a lot of confessions, because what a better way to talk about it with a stranger who opens the door for you. I mean, the subject always came up quickly, because when you meet a stranger, the first questions asked are like, do you have a girlfriend? How long this trip will last? Do you have kids? What do you do for a living? These questions are the first one being asked. So
yes,
you can open the door talking about sexuality when you say, no, I don't have a girlfriend. I'm gay, so I won't have one. And so they can confess if they are, or if they thought about, or if they had a same-sex fantasy, they are not shy to say so. A few people try to avoid the subject, and so you can feel it right away, and then you just don't talk about it.
Yeah, I was going to say that's sort of the moment of reckoning, isn't it, when you bring it up? And what was going through your mind as you would bring this up at the beginning of a conversation and waiting for their reaction? And then part of that, did you ever get sort of an anger, an explosive reaction from somebody?
I never got a really anger reaction from somebody. Just when they didn't agree, they were expressing their views and opinions about it. But actually, when I first started my trip, I thought I would bluntly ask everyone if they were willing or they would like to get a blowjob, or, you know, so I would see their reaction. But then I thought this was kind of not too aggressive, but really nasty if I just ask to get an answer and then I'm not willing to do what I suggested.
Oh, exactly,
I think
it's
really frustrating. So instead, I decided that my goal was to know or to find out if they were gay or not, and I didn't want to frustrate them. So, like I said before, it was very easy. After a few minutes of conversation, I would know if the guy was heterosexual or homosexual or bisexual, and I didn't need to ask for anything.
So a little more subtle approach at that point. So you didn't create tension in the car as you're driving. I can't believe how quickly the time is going. On My Rod is the book. Francois Lerotique is the author. A couple minutes left in the program. I see this as a movie, unfolding as a movie. Has there been any talk about taking On My Rod and making a visual art form out of it?
Not yet, but in this book, material for at least five movies. I would say at least one horror movie or two, and then of course the whole trip would be probably the best one, and I would say plenty of porn movies, because there are a lot of fantasies and real action being explained in details.
Yes, a lot of genres that may be interested in picking this up to turn into a movie of some kind. In addition to that, there are the spectacular panoramas that you talk about, the diverse cultures. This really was a successful trip, wasn't it, on a number of levels, not just in understanding the theory that you had, the survey you were doing on sexual fantasies. It really was, other elements were involved in this as well, weren't they?
Yeah, a lot of politics, a lot of history, a lot of geography, a lot of idea sharing. That was really, really amazing to learn about also the Native Americans that I don't really hear about when I'm living here in Montreal on the south shore of the of the country.
What did this mean for you? Did this really sort of change your perception? You mentioned a young guy when you did this, and being out and going through all that you went through, seeing all that you went through. How did this change you? How did this trip change you?
I think I was already open-minded before the trip, but then I got even more open-minded as you meet a lot of different people from different origins and different provinces. You see their way of living, what they have to go through. I think you are more thankful about what life has given to you. When I felt lucky to live where I'm living, because I would say that some people don't have it easy when you can't even get there within like 2 days of driving.
Oh,
and
yes,
then you,
yes.
Up north, they live, they don't only have snow, but they have, during 6 months, it's almost dark all the time. So it's very difficult, and they have to go through a lot of social problems with drugs and with unemployment over there.
Well, on a number of levels, sort of a study of sociology in the book as well. What kind of reaction have you gotten to the book?
The book was a bestseller here when it was first released in Quebec.
Very.
It was only available through three or four libraries, gay libraries, which they don't exist anymore. There are, I think, less than 12 gay libraries left in the whole world because everything is on internet everywhere.
Oh, yes, yes.
And what I was surprised about, though, is a lot of heterosexual women just love it. I don't even see or picture what is appealing to them, but I have heard that they really love it.
Well, the book is now available. It's called On My Rod. Our guest is the author Francois Lerotique. Francois is Francois, and Lerotique. You'll find it at authorreputationpress.com. You can link on directly to the site and the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. On My Rod is the name of the book. Francois, a pleasure having you on the program. Best of luck with all your future endeavors, the possibility of some movies coming out of this as well. So thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thanks to you, and I apologize for my English with my big accent.
No, you did very nicely. Nice job. Francois Lerotique, our guest on the program. The book is On My Rod. Again, information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.